The lesson from St. Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet indeed, even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Imagine an announcement saying that chapel was canceled for the rest of the semester. Imagine an announcement that all students are to turn in their Bibles, that they are not to pray, sing hymns, or discuss Christianity with other students. What would you do? Would you comply? Our fellow Christians in many places around the world face restrictions, threats, intimidation, violence, and even death simply because they are Christians and gather together as Christians. Many hold this gospel of Christ so precious that they are willing to die for it. We have this saving gospel of Christ's forgiveness for us sinners, and we so easily take it for granted. Yes, we, because all of us at times, in our own ways, neglect, ignore, undervalue God's word. We don't know how precious something is until it's threatened to be taken away. Everything God gives us is out of grace and mercy. It is undeserved. In church, we learn to sing, "Lord, have mercy on us," Kyrie eleison. We actually learn this from Scripture, from this woman and others who came to Jesus begging for his help, trusting in his word. They cried out, "Kyrie eleison, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." We don't deserve it, but we come to God at his own invitation. God invites us to ask and to demand as if we deserve something from him. On our own, we deserve nothing, but the blood of Jesus covers our undeserving, making us dear children of God who come begging, knowing that our dear Father wants to give us all good things. But God isn't a sugar daddy. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, had fed the thousands, they wanted to make him a bread king. But he went away from them. He wasn't there just to feed their bodies. Sometimes God makes us wait so that we remember that we are dependent on him for everything, or because he has something better in store for us. But when we ask for something that we know God wants us to have, something that he has promised to us in his word, he invites us to keep asking, begging, demanding, and he promises to hear and answer. The woman in our text was persistent. At first, Jesus didn't answer her at all. The disciples said, "Send her away." Jesus told her, "You're not of my people." But through it all, she keeps appealing to his mercy, knowing that he is good and gracious and kind, knowing that he has promised what we heard in chapel yesterday, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you." The hymn writer says, "Call on God, knock, seek, implore him. 'Tis the Christian's noblest skill. He who comes with faith before him meets with help and favor still." God wants us to ask, loves to hear our prayers. Jesus teaches us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." Yes, he is the Almighty God, the Lord of creation, the ruler of the universe. But Jesus says, "Call him Father." Martin Luther explains in the Catechism, "God would hereby tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father, that we are his true dear children, and that we may ask him with all boldness and confidence, as children ask their dear father." And we know how persistent children can be, especially when dad or mom has promised something. "You said I could have this." They hold their parents to their word. But parents sometimes break their word. God never breaks his word, always keeps his promises. Another hymn verse teaches us, "I have thy word, Christ Jesus, Lord. Thou never wilt forsake me. This will I plead in time of need. O help with speed when troubles overtake me." The woman in our text held Jesus to his word, even a rough word. When Jesus said to her, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs," she took him at his word and said, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Her faith was great, her confidence was strong, because her God is great and powerful and faithful to his promises. Jesus healed her daughter from that very hour. What have you asked from God today? What have you demanded from God today? What do you remember today that God has promised to you? What does God promise? Daily bread, life, help in times of trouble, forgiveness through Jesus' holy life and innocent death, eternal life through Jesus' forgiveness. We have his word. We have his promise. Through faith in him, these things are ours, more surely than that we live and breathe. For even that comes from God's mercy. Read your Bible before it is banned. Treasure God's word and pray, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. And we have all that we need, all that God promises, now and beyond a lifetime. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. We pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.